It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into the happy hour. 5:01 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scraby.
Do you think they do this on purpose in auto racing or whatever this is?
That oh, we're he is
hold me back,
fight.
Bro! Hold me back, bro!
You know, is that the dude who was getting his car pushed from behind?
I'm not sure, but so there was a guy who won a truck race.
We're watching FS1. We're at the look at Martinsville Live. I think that's Craftsman Truck Series.
Yes. Okay. So one guy bumped another guy during the race, and then when the race is over, they drop helmets or gloves or whatever they drop. And then they start, you know, pretending like they're going to just, you know, duke it right out there on the track. This is a very common occurrence.
This is a long walk for my man, by the way. The JBL outfit.
By the time I got to the end, my anger would be gone.
This has been like the longest walk ever.
Is he going down the whole pit road to try to fight the guy?
Well, there was a situation. Look at all these people trying to
get behind. It doesn't look like anybody's trying to stop the guy.
Now he's going to the podium.
He's going to the podium.
He looks like he's looking for someone.
The security guard seems to think that he's going to...
Look at him. He's telling him, slow down.
He's stalking. I'll tell you one thing. This is a lot more interesting than the race was. I didn't watch any of the race.
But oh, here they go. Here they go.
Oh, yeah.
They're yelling at each other.
Yeah.
I don't even know who these two guys are.
This feels a little staged. I'm not going
to
lie.
It really does. The guy walked like 5 miles to go yell at this guy and stick his finger in his face.
No, think about it. How angry we get when we drive. These guys are driving for money, and they're driving 100 miles an hour.
But they're also, racing is their life. This is what they got to do, right? The guy on the freeway doesn't need to be a car length ahead of me in order to feed his family.
They're actually competing against
one another. Yes, they're actually, right. It's a different story here.
That was a very uneventful
one. Yeah. All right, nothing to it.
He had to walk too far in order to, like, keep his anger.
By the time he got there, everybody knew what was going on. Like,
He had to pump himself back up by the time he got there.
No good.
Well, we're back at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, we are. I got something, Tone.
Not a whole lot going. What you got?
I got something here. Odds are out for next year's World Series winner.
Okay. I like where you're going here.
Yeah, I thought it'd be interesting. I don't think it's any surprise. Dodgers are going to be the favorite. They just won it. You know, as of right now, nobody's left their team, etc. Where do you think the Padres stand? Now, again, we all, maybe we're looking at it with rose-colored glasses, but we all kind of felt like the Padres might have even been the second or at the least third best team in all of baseball right here at the end of the season. So where do you think they rank?
I don't like the way you've set this up now.
Yes.
You've kind of threw me in a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
You're talking as though it's not going to be like that. So I'm going to say fourth.
Padres are fourth favorite. Scrab, you want to take a stab at this?
I'm going to say fifth.
All right. Number one is the Dodgers. Number two is the Yankees. I think, again, that probably is just some residue from them having been in the World Series. Number three is the Atlanta Braves. Number four, Philadelphia Phillies.
Wow.
Number five, Baltimore Orioles.
Wow. Uh-oh.
Number six, Houston Astros.
No respect.
None. Number seven, this is really going to be disrespectful. New York Metropolitans.
Oh, no respect.
And at plus 1,500 in the eighth spot right now, according to DraftKings Sportsbook, your Padres.
Well, I may go bet that right now.
I'm about to say, at least you got some pretty good odds.
I may go bet that right now.
The interesting thing to me is the Padres, they're all pretty close in terms of the numbers in the top eight. But after the Padres, it jumps from 1,500 to the Rangers plus 2,800. So according to the, you know, what they're saying in the betting, there's a huge gap between eight and nine. But the Padres are number eight right now. So I don't know.
I wonder what they were last year.
Well, Scraby said they started the power rankings at, what, 16 or something?
Yeah, they're middle of the pack.
Teoscar Hernandez says he has really high hopes that a deal will get done.
I bet he does, because otherwise he's going to be shipped back to, like, Tampa Bay or some weird place like that. Teoscar, you know, I don't think he lands on a winning team again.
This is a good situation for
him. This is where he needs to be. Left field. Made the great throw. I'll give him that. I was going to say he's not a good fielder, but he made a hell of a throw the other night. So, yeah, Dodgers number one by pretty solid margin.
They're going to lose some players, though.
Everybody's going to lose some players.
Yeah, that's why I don't.
Right?
Like, the Mets are ranked ahead of the Padres, but the Mets are going to be losing Pete Alonso. So that's a huge part of their
Maybe.
Team. Maybe.
They could re-sign him.
At this point, they may be forced to re-sign him the way he played down the stretch.
I saw a lot of Yankees interest in Pete Alonso.
Yeah, well, you can't have both. You can't have Soto and a Pete.
Well, then Soto goes to the Mets. They just flip.
Oh,
although a lot of people probably think, as I do, that the Yankees, since they just lost the World Series, will now increase their payroll to an ungodly amount of hundreds of millions. Like, they'll bring back Soto, and they would add somebody like Pete Alonso.
But they also have to re-sign Cole.
No, they don't. Not necessarily.
Well, seems to me has to opt out.
Yeah. Seems to me the Yankees only feel like they can win if their payroll is twice anybody else's.
I don't disagree.
That's the thing is, I think oftentimes because we're on the West Coast, and the Yankees have been kind of quiet in recent years in terms of the spending, is that we think of the dollar. But the Yankees, they got that kind of funds, too. They just have chosen not to spend it yet. But that could change this year. We'll see.
I know one thing the Yankees will do at spring training next year, first thing.
What's that?
Cover first base. Pitchers, get in line.
Man, that's going to hurt.
That's certainly what they
should
be doing.
And when they're done doing it, they're going to do it some more.
A couple outs and doubtfuls coming up for the NFL. Seahawks, DK Metcalf, Noah Font ruled out versus the Rams. Both of them.
Yeah.
That hurts.
That's good for Jackson Smith and Jigba fans.
I'm going to be playing against him this weekend.
On the Bengals Raiders front, looks like T. Higgins, Zach Moss, both doubtful.
That's good news for Chase Brown owners.
And Jamar Chase.
Oh, boy. That's bad. Come on, T. Get with it.
Get with it, T.
Get in there. Go steal a couple of passes. You're right. Jamar Chase is like a one-man team.
T. Higgins, yeah. No,
Scraby's had Jamar Chase since the beginning of time.
This is last year, though.
Yeah, he's got...
Well, I drafted him this year.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Which round did you get him in?
In the first. So he can't get him automatically next year.
But it was like one of those things where I'm like, I guess I have to. He's the next best player. I have to take him. And
I do remember him falling to and feeling like this guy.
He's the number one rated fantasy receiver right now in terms of the number of points. He scored more than any other receiver so far.
Wow.
This year to this point.
Aztecs and Boise are close to kickoff.
Yeah, it looks like the Austin Gente showed up for the game. He's there.
I'm glad he did. That's bad news.
There was a chance he wasn't going to show up.
Until they put him on camera, you know, you can always hope. But Essex are going to have to deal with him and all these guys on Boise State and the blue turf. And you know, it's when I was doing the games with Theodore, the Mountain West had put in a rule.
Here's a concept. Bite me.
Yeah, come on, Ted. Now. But they had put in a rule that the Mountain West put a rule that Boise State could not wear blue uniforms on the blue turf. Do you remember that?
They clearly have changed that rule.
They have clearly changed that rule because they're wearing blue tonight. And I remember they did that because people said they couldn't see them on film.
Really?
Yeah, their blue uniforms were melding into the blue turf. So the high, you know, angle for film, you couldn't see everybody. I don't know.
Maybe,
you know,
maybe somebody complained about it. The cameras have improved.
Maybe
over
the cameras
time.
Are better now, so they can wear blue.
At least they have
on
a,
the blue turf.
At least they have a field that's not a big piece of sand.
I was going to Snapdragon Stadium. I want to purchase some of the blue turf. See if it can help. I'm joking, but if you just tuned in, I mean, I think it's a bigger story maybe than we're, you know, even into it. But the Wave have had to move their soccer match for this weekend from here to Louisville, Kentucky. And I imagine there's a lot of people that had tickets. I mean, how many people go to those games? 10, 15,000?
We had a couple people on the chat say that they were looking forward to it this weekend. I believe it was the season finale.
Yeah, last game, I believe.
Last game of the year. I mean, you have to move. And the Wave said they just said that the field is not good enough. The Snapdragon did tweet something out of response saying they're disappointed. But as Tony pointed out, they kind of sounded like they agreed a little bit that the field needs work.
Yeah.
So
a lot
that's
of traffic.
Something to keep an eye on.
Not a lot of time for the grass to settle and rest. And you know, the sand part comes in because you're trying to keep that bad boy together.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you know, hopefully they can get that taken care of. Because you're right, it's not the greatest look for
Snapdragon or our city.
They just had the NWSL championship in San Diego, right?
Last year, that's right. Snapdragon hosted the championship.
Like, you got to be able to keep the field in a condition where you're going to be able to host those as many times as possible.
They're wearing black pants and a black helmet. Maybe that allows them to
wear the blue top. I think that allows them to wear the blue jerseys.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's all blending in, if you ask me.
All right, Aztecs, we'll start with the football.
All right, let's just roll up and down the field against, you know, this team that's way better than you. No problem.
I mean, Boise State is favored by 24.5 points.
I know.
Let's make this a game.
It's going to be a rough night, but hopefully it won't be with the Aztecs.
I think Danny O'Neill, after I saw him get hit last week, I thought he broke his collarbone. He separated his shoulder. I actually don't even know what happened to him in the game because he came back, but he's a tough dude.
He's mentally tough. That's the one thing we had with Sean Lewis last week. You know, he doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He almost had his first pass of the night intercepted, which isn't a great sign.
let's get to break. On the other side, we got more happy hour on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Some traffic.
Welcome back to Gwen and Chris. 5:18 is the time. Got a couple of potpourri items we can get to here. Aztecs are underway at Boise State. They punted before they even got a minute off the clock. And now Boise State's driving right down the field. This game is not starting out well for San Diego State. What's that?
Sorry.
I was trying to give Chris a note, but this hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football.
That's he gave me a note. Right, he gave me a note that said BWW, yeah, that, and I should
Buffalo
have had
Wild
it.
Wings.
That's on me because that was supposed to happen in the 5 o'clock, and I forgot.
Should have had BWW touchdown Boise State. Yikes. all right. Guess who said this? Scraby. Quote, "This is so special. I am so honored to be here. Congratulations, Los Angeles. Thank you, guys." Who do you think said that?
Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. All right. Scraby, guess.
Say it one more time.
"This is so special. I am so honored to be here. Congratulations, Los Angeles. Thank you, guys."
No, Ice Cube didn't say that.
No, he didn't.
I will say it was Otani.
It was.
Look at you, Scrape. You Otani whisperer over
in
there.
In perfect English, Shohei Otani spoke that today at the Dodgers parade.
Oh, watch out, Otani. They'll be telling you you
need
to.
Yes, you shouldn't have done that.
You should be answering questions in English moving forward.
So should Yamamoto, who added in English, "Thank you, Dodger fans." Good. Ice Cube was seen and heard, though.
Oh, it was
Tony,
special, too.
He kicked off the day by performing "It Was a Good Day."
Oh, and Doc Roberts
with
was
Doc
in.
Roberts dancing and joining in on the lyrics.
He was in rare form right there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I got mad when I saw the parade earlier today. I couldn't watch it. I couldn't do it.
Jack Flaherty was clearly, how shall I say, intoxicated.
Jack Flaherty almost fell out of his chair in an interview.
First of all, I'm going to have to send a text to Jerry and why in the world they would have him on a panel when clearly my man is having a great time celebrating. And I don't know that he was in a good position to answer questions at that point.
There was an event at the stadium after the parade that cost money to get in. But the money is being donated to the Los Angeles Dodgers Foundation.
You woke up the morality police over here.
Wait. So you're telling me I got to pay to get in all year long and pay for all these salaries, but when it comes time to celebrate a championship, I have to pay to get in?
Yep.
Ridiculous.
I just said that all the money is donated to the LA Dodgers Foundation.
I understand
that. Don't you want to be part of that goodwill event?
No.
I didn't think so.
I'll be a part of the San Diego donations, but I don't know. I don't like... Why is it, guys? Here we go. Why is it, guys?
Is this a Chronicles right here?
Maybe.
Okay.
Why is it that companies keep charging us for things we've never paid for before?
I have an answer.
Give us an example.
Just anything on a plane these days. Like, to get a snack, you pay. We had that. There was one airline in Europe that was trying to do like standing room only tickets.
Those were like $2?
They were a lot cheaper, yeah, but they didn't. It didn't happen because it was very dangerous.
What's the answer to the question? You know the answer to the question
because we pay it.
Yes, absolutely.
We do it. But why can't we all come together and stop paying for these dumb things?
Because we're all have our selfish ways, one way or another. We have our things that we have to have, and we're not going to give them up. We're not going to be solo in this.
Now, SDSU charges, according to the chat, charges people to tailgate. Now, wouldn't that just... I don't know if there's a separate tailgating fee from the parking fee, but if there is, then I'm not a fan of that either. Parking fee, you can't get
that
around.
That is kind of wild.
You gotta park.
Like, I'm paying to get in to park here.
And then I'm going to pay to...
That should cover my tailgate.
Yeah.
How do they know whether you're tailgating? Why don't you just drive in and say...
There has to be a designated area or something, right?
I don't know. Do you have to put a green ticket on your barbecue before you roll it out there and start?
Oh gosh, I would love to be the guy walking around writing up tickets for the tailgaters that didn't have a permit.
You would be that guy.
Excuse me.
Can you answer though? I mean, other than the fact that we pay it, like
that's the answer.
There is no other answer.
That the moment they throw something out there like that,
that we don't pay for, they'll stop charging for it.
100%. But how many of us are willing to do it?
Yeah, we're not. I mean, everybody's got to be a little more like you and I. Because with you, Scrabe. I don't like paying for that stuff at all. Like, I mean, I want to watch movies on the plane. But if I forget to bring my own headphones, that $9 for a headphone is like, meh. I can certainly afford it. I just don't want to give them that extra money. I agree with you.
Also, I remember flying an airline, and I won't say the name in case it's changed, but you had to buy you had to buy a special tablet to be able to watch movies on their plane. So you had to buy a tablet.
That's crazy.
And then you had to pay for
it. How long ago was this?
It was before I stopped drinking.
Okay.
What was the what do they call when you just sit on a plane and stare straight ahead the whole way?
Yes, in that contest, it's called raw dogging.
In that context.
Yes, it's called raw dogging. In that contest of just
sign me up for that rather than purchasing their tablet.
They are saying, Adam Paul is saying, because there is a designated area, they charge for that. If you aren't in that area, you can't tailgate. That's a little weird to me. I guess, well, here's the other thing.
Wait, say that again?
You have to pay to tailgate on top of parking in a designated area. But I would assume that's for cleanup because people leave that area a mess.
Oh, people are disgusting.
They're really gross. They just leave all their trash just sitting there and someone has to complete
that. Yeah, you bring up a good point. Yeah, when it comes to tailgate, man, we ain't all the cleanliest people sometimes.
No, I'm learning a lot. Like, you have to. There's a tailgate lot for the Padres?
I knew that.
There's only one?
I believe so. It was supposed to be bigger at one point. I don't know if that ever came to fruition, though.
I guess I'm just not up to date because Angel Stadium has a designated tailgate area as well.
See, that's how long it's been since I tailgated. I haven't tailgated since San Diego State.
Yeah, Qualcomm was my thing.
Pull up the Qualcomm, people had the grills popping.
Yeah.
It was great work out there.
Yeah, it was like a scene. It was awesome.
Yeah, now I don't know if that sounds all that fun.
I unfortunately never saw the first quarter of an Aztec football game as a student.
In your defense, I saw maybe five quarters of football. Yeah,
no way you ever saw an opening kickoff. That wasn't even remotely possible.
I watched games a whole lot longer on TV than I ever did in person.
Yes, I never got in there in time.
And then by year two, it was like, well, we're just here for the tailgate at this point.
Oh, yeah. I remember many times going in and not actually going into the game. Yeah. Just playing football and drinking in the parking
lot. You didn't go in at all.
Like, sometimes we wouldn't even make it in, and that was because we had been drinking and playing football for far too long in the parking lot.
Yeah. Right. Last thing on the Dodger parade today, a couple of quick additions here.
Wait, we're back to the Dodgers parade?
Well, that's how this started.
We never really got to finish.
We never finished up. I wanted to finish a couple of things here. Do you want the funny thing or do you want the more emotional tag?
Let's go emotional first.
Emotional tag. Today's parade occurred on what would have been Fernando Valenzuela's 64th birthday. The goofy tag was that Walker Buehler highlighted the parade festivities by doing a beer bong wearing Oral Hershiser's jersey from the 1988 World Series Championship.
Wait, say that again. Who did the beer bong?
Walker Buehler did the beer bong while wearing Oral Hershiser's jersey.
His whole thing on the mound, I will get over this, guys, I promise. But his whole thing on the mound where he just put his arms out like, I'm the greatest!
See, that's what you saw is like, I'm the greatest!
Yeah, he just stood there with his arms out like, everybody look at me! It's like when Chris walks into the Petco booth. He goes, hey, everybody, I'm here!
You know what? For whatever, but when did that even start, like, being a possibility?
It was never
a possibility. I don't think I've ever even stretched my arms out to stretch my arms.
No, I think I made a joke one day because you were trying to, like, when I go to the games, I don't go bother Tony because I don't want to bother
I just
want to
point this out. I have never said anybody bothers me.
No,
coming to
he hasn't.
I go say hello.
Yes.
What's the matter with that?
Scraby doesn't like it, apparently. He doesn't like that you come say hello to me.
I don't have a good answer.
I don't stay long. I don't overstay my welcome.
This is a manufactured problem by Matthew Scraby.
I don't like people even having the erroneous picture in their head that I walk into a press box and go,
hello!
I'm here!
That is so far away from possible.
I would hope people don't.
Could you
think
honestly
that's
imagine
real?
People no. are watching and covering the game and they go, "What the hell is this guy doing here? Who's this idiot?"
I would hope people know the difference between me joking and being serious.
I hope
I'm
so.
Joking.
Yeah. And by the way, the thought bubble in that media group would all be like, "Exactly, who is this idiot?
Man, what the hell are you doing?"
I will say that the rules in the press box are not fun. I mean, I got in trouble one time because I cheered, and I cheered.
Yeah, because you're not supposed to cheer.
I know,
there,
I know. I understand that. People are there to do work, and that I just got caught up in the moment.
Did you seriously cheer?
I was like, yeah!
And who said something to you?
It was the people next to me that are like, dude, you shouldn't do that because this was early on in my in my press box career, and then I learned very quickly.
Everybody knows that.
You know, Annie Heilbrun actually taught me the ropes in the clubhouse. She told me all the rules about the clubhouse because I was very nervous. You're only supposed to stand on the logo. You can't sit down on the chairs.
That's one of my favorites as a player.
Wait, what now?
As a player,
you can't stand on one of the logos.
No, you have to stand on the logo in the middle of the room, and you can't sit in any of the chairs.
Yes,
because those are for players.
Wait, they're personal chair in front of
the
couches. You know, the comfortable couches that they have.
Oh, you can't sit on one of those?
Can't sit on those. No, those are players only.
And you can only talk to players that are in front of their locker.
It's funny because, you know.
What if the player invites you to go sit on the couch and have a chat? Because I did a story on Ryan Klesko many years ago, and I recall we went and sat on the couch.
Boy, if he's inviting you there, that's different.
Right, it was his lead.
But it certainly wouldn't be out of the realm for another player to come up and be like, "Hey, man, what you doing on that? What you doing on that couch?
Really?
It's not your couch. Do I come into your house and sit on your couches without your permission? No.
But I got Ryan's permission.
Yeah. And McKee wants to know more rules about the clubhouse. And these are rules that I think are fair rules because it's their house.
Here's the deal. This has come up in recent couple weeks ago as some of the football players have been talking about how, or basketball players have been talking about how uncomfortable it is to, you know,
give me some meat. All right, that's more like 11:30 p.m.
No,
not for 5:30 p.m.
No, it's 5:30.
But that is part of the kind of conversation going right now in terms of media access when they're in there, and you know, for somebody like me who kind of grew up in it and saw it at an early age, it just seemed kind of normal. But now you're starting to hear some of these players kind of question the fact that. You know, we got to get undressed in front of these people.
It's like, awkward.
It's a very awkward situation. In terms of other rules, can't use the players' bathroom. Like,
you can't
walk through there.
And I can't imagine even trying that.
Can't go down this hallway.
Yeah, hallways are off limits. Training rooms are off limits.
Yes, which is understandable.
Which is where all the players used to hide out after games, so you couldn't get any interviews. Everybody, but you know who? Everybody but your dad.
Yeah, he was always
your dad. Be the only guy holding court. Gossage, the rest of them would all be packed into the training room.
He had about at least 40 minutes of ice. So once he got those on his knees, he was going to sit in this locker room.
Right, he had to sit there anyway. Yeah,
I'll tell more of the rules on the Scravy Show tonight. That'll be.
Go out the game tunnel.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a new one in the last couple of years.
Yeah. Wait, I used to walk out there. How do you get out there now?
You got to go out.
You got to go back out and around?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a long way out of the way.
You're also not allowed to talk to the starting pitcher. That's a big no-no.
Like, and you know that's probably for everybody's own good because everybody's not like Joe or some like I think of a couple pitchers. Clayton's a good example. Don't talk to him before. It used to be. Now he's a little older, it might have changed. But there was a time like he was pitching, you just stayed
even
away.
Players.
Stayed
pretty
away.
Sure I had that same rule because I remember my mom coming up to the fence one day at a high school game trying to talk to me before I pitched and
you're like,
that didn't go
mom,
over
get
too
away.
Well. Did not go over well at all. I had to, honestly, I wish I could go back and do it again. My attitude was horrible. Horrible.
I can't.
But I was so serious.
I can't even see a bad attitude, Chris.
It was just, I was so serious and focused, I didn't think anything should be allowed to disturb what I was trying to do. And that's silly, but that's how I was.
Yeah, you took it seriously.
I did. We'll take a break, and then who knows? We got another half hour to preview the Scraby Chronicles next. Should be able to make that.
5:30 on the clock.
Stabby said, hurry up and get to the taped interview. I'm like, we have nothing to say, so should be able to do it.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football.
BWW, otherwise known as B-Dub.
B-Dub. I thought I'd share this real quick. We have been talking about Anthony Richardson quite a bit this week and him tapping out of the game.
I need a rest, guys.
I don't know if you remember Cam Newton in that Super Bowl didn't dive for that ball.
Yes.
He had some really good commentary on Anthony Richardson. Really, it was a plea to Anthony Richardson not to take for granted the opportunity he has. He talked about if he ever had the chance to do it again, he said he would tear every ligament to get that football. And it was insightful to hear him kind of, he said, there's not a time that goes by that I don't post something and somebody says something about me diving on that football.
Not diving.
And he said the point is, like, you can't get those times back. And
that's right. You don't get into the Super Bowl every year.
You don't. And so he was really pleading with Anthony Richardson not to, you know, to learn from this mistake and be better moving forward. There were a lot of good things that he had to say in terms of how a move like that affects the locker room, affects the defense, how his teammates are looking at it, which I think led to the reason why they had to kind of sit him down for a little bit. I don't think this will be permanent. I don't think they'll move on from Anthony Richardson, but I think they got to send him a message here at this point.
Aztecs 14-0.
Yeah, that's the second touchdown for my man Cables, too.
Yeah, it's not. It would be nice if they guarded him at least, make it a little more difficult for him to catch that ball.
That's interesting about Cam Newton, though. That is very interesting. And it's hard to remember this. Anthony Richardson looks like he's a 27-year-old.
He's 22.
Right. He was drafted at 21.
I said this to you the other day when you brought that up. It reminds me a lot of Bryce Harper, right? He looks like a grown man. He plays like a grown man, but he's not, and he's still learning. And at 22, we all know what we were doing at 22.
Poor guy answered like with a smile on his face.
He
did.
He had no clue that it wasn't the right answer.
Yeah.
When he was like, oh, I'm not going to lie, man, I was tired.
And he smiled, and everybody, he was probably like, oh, my gosh, no one's smiling out there.
It's kind of crickets right now. All right, we had Sam Levitt on earlier to talk a little bit about his new and upcoming show.
Unlike us, he had some interesting information to share today.
He did indeed. Let's get to some traffic, and then Sam Levitt.
So, how are you, Sam? What are you doing? What gives? Have you been able to enjoy a few days off since the untimely end of the season?
Yeah, everything's been good. Enjoying the nice weather today here in Pacific Beach, but certainly a quieter time of year. And I'm sure Tony would agree it's sort of weird with baseball season. It goes from being so intense and every day, and obviously with how intense the postseason is and how, just day to day, you're so locked in on the games and talking about it and thinking about it, and you're really become consumed by it, and then it ends really, really quickly, and everybody heads back to wherever they're going for the off season, and things quiet down pretty quickly. I did my best to enjoy the rest of the postseason and watching the World Series, but yeah, it's always a little weird. It goes from every day for so long, going back to the early days of Peoria, to ending very quickly, and I don't know that you're ever quite ready for it when it ends.
No, it happened pretty abruptly. There's no doubt about it. Sam, now you're going to be starting something new here shortly, new show covering some of the baseball offseason. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, really, it was the unbelievable success of the Scraby Show from 6 to 7 p.m. here on 97.3 The Fan.
Thank you,
Sam. Chronicles did that, huh?
That a boy, Sam. You're picking up on the idea of this show
that
real
inspired,
fast.
That inspired management to just say, we need to put something after the Scraby Show.
Yeah, they didn't want to have people look for the bad
week.
Taste every day.
With that kind of lead-in, I mean, we need something after at least once a week. But,
right.
Yes, yeah, so in all seriousness, a good opportunity, for me to stay on the air a little bit and have a way to connect with our great listeners through the off-season, take some calls, and obviously each and every week we have different headlines, whether it's Padres-related or generally around baseball as we now dive into the off-season. So a good opportunity to connect with the fans, take calls, discuss some different things that I want to talk about off-season-wise, review what the Padres did in 2024, the different rumors, headlines that go on as the offseason goes along. When we get to the winter meetings, obviously we'll do stuff there as well. So, yeah, it'll be a good opportunity, a couple of hours per week to kind of, exercise the talking muscles and the Padres muscles and, talk about whatever's going on both in Padres land and beyond. So I'm looking forward to it and, give my perspective on the different headlines and rumors and all the good stuff that goes into the hot stove season.
It starts Wednesday night after the Scraby Chronicles, Sam Levitt's Inside Baseball show during the off season from 7 to 9 Wednesdays. Sam Levitt, I wanted to ask you what you think, just in general. You don't have to go into too much depth and detail right here because it's still early and we don't really know. Do you think there's any chance that the Padres might go back closer to where they were spending a couple of years ago now that they were, they got under the luxury tax, they kind of reset everything. So do you think it's more likely that they kind of go back and splurge, or do you think it's more likely that they kind of have found their comfort zone and they stay where they are?
Yeah, I think it's going to be an interesting part of this offseason. Are they going to get back to the levels they were in 2023? I find that pretty hard to believe, but I'd hope that the payroll number is going to go up. And look, when A.J. Preller was asked about it during the end-of-season press conference, he certainly didn't, shut down the idea of going back over the luxury tax. I think it's possible. I think with that said, you look at the contracts that are already in place and where the number already is. And even if that number goes up, I still think that, AJ is going to have to do a job that is at least somewhat similar to what he did this past year in being really, really effective in hitting on a lot of different moves, right? In putting together pieces that make sense, that produce. I mean, there were so many examples of it in 24, whether it was Profar, whether it was Solano or Peralta, or even hitting on trades like King and Arise and all the different elements that went into the success of the 2023 team. So, look, is it going to get back to the level it was at in 23? I would find that hard to believe. But, based on the success of 24, based on the crowd, based on all of that, I certainly wouldn't be surprised if it goes back up. I certainly would hope that, to what level that is and what that means as far as the Padres and free agency, I think is the key question, right? Can you? I know you guys were just talking about Blake Snell before the break. That's somebody who, unless he's going to sign another small deal, is probably going to get a much bigger deal and, get somewhere in the $20 to $30 million per year. So, I think that becomes the question. Is that the kind of thing the Padres are still going to be open to putting on their books? And I think that's a fair question. And obviously we'll find out as this offseason rolls along. But, even if you were to sign one of those deals this offseason and the payroll number was going to go significantly up, I still think they're in a spot where AJ is going to have to do a similar job to somewhat on a budget, make sure that he hits on a lot of different moves. And I think the good news is that they're in a good starting spot. I think this roster is in a really good spot right here, right now. And I agree. The two questions are how much do they spend and who are those names that fill out the rest and how successful can AJ be in that department once again?
Sam Levitt joins us here. Great post, pre and post game voice here on 97.3 The Fan. And Sam, as we start to kind of do our predictions and forecast, and you look at this roster, we know the guys who are going to be free agents, guys who are likely going to be free agents. Where do you think the biggest need is for this ball club?
Yeah, I think there are probably three, right? I think number one is a catcher and a left fielder. Could that be Jerickson Profar and Kyle Higashioka again? Sure. Would I be open to that? Absolutely. Right. I think the Profar situation is really interesting because if there is a team out there willing to give him a multi-year contract for significant money, the Padres are going to have to answer that and decide if they value Jerickson to that degree. So look, I think obviously left field, that becomes an immediate need considering there's a free agent spot there. If it's not going to be Profar, who's it going to be? As far as catcher, if it's not going to be Higashioka, who's it going to be? I'm not totally convinced that Luis Campusano is going to be that guy. Not that he wouldn't be one of the catchers on the roster, but I don't anticipate they would look at Campusano as, you know, the bona fide starting catcher if it's not Higgy. So that becomes question number two. And I think, you know, in a lineup, those are two key questions, a left fielder and a catcher. And again, free agency is going to tell us a lot. And then starting pitch right behind King and behind Cease, you know, how the rest of that and Darvish, obviously, how the rest of that rotation fills out with no Joe Musgrove. You know, is this going to be a situation where, you know, they say to guys like Randy Vasquez and Matt Waldron, you're going to be the 4 and 5. I find that kind of hard to believe. I would imagine they're going to be very active on the starting pitching market to get, you know, a guy or two or three that could be, you know, a 4, 5 and fill out this rotation and maybe get even, you know, more of another 1 or 2 type guy when you talk about somebody like the guy you guys were talking about before the break in Blake Snell. So I view those three spots as I think the real keys. Left field, catcher, the rest of the rotation, quite frankly, I think the bullpen's in a great spot. Like, I you know, certainly they could go add a big bullpen arm, but I think they're in a spot where they could afford to kind of roll with the guys they got, maybe sign some higher upside arms and feel pretty confident about where the pen's going to be at, even without Tanner Scott. So again, those are the three that I kind of look at right now. And again, it depends on what's going to happen with the guys that filled those spots in 23 with Higgy and Profar. I think that's the first question for left field and catcher. And then obviously I think starting pitching is certainly in need as well.
Sammy Levitt, that's the kind of insight you're going to get on the Inside Baseball Show every Wednesday from 7 to 9 with Sam. Sam, just one last step back. I know the World Series is over and we should put it in our rearview mirror. But again, the Padres were so close to beating the Dodgers. And then the Dodgers, you know, to a certain extent, kind of toyed with the Mets and the Yankees. Does that make this one of the more difficult off seasons for the Padres just because they knew they were so close to maybe beating LA and having a shot, you know, to go all the way?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting I think the way you'll view 24 is going to be interesting on so many different levels. It was a great year for this team, winning 93 games. The special group they were throughout the regular season, especially in the second half, but there's no way around it. It ended poorly, and it ended, I think, in a way with the way they played in a shocking way. And look, they gave the Dodgers throughout the postseason, you know, they gave the Dodgers as good of a shot as anybody. I mean, they had the Dodgers on the ropes, being up 2-1, and nobody else got the Dodgers on the ropes. I don't think the Mets had them on the ropes, and the Yankees certainly didn't have them on the ropes. You know, maybe when they're up 5-0 in Game 5 was the most in that World Series where you started to think like, uh-oh, you know, this could get really interesting if this does head back to L.A., but obviously the Yankees just did inexplicable things in that fifth inning and blew Game 5. maybe that was harsh. I don't think it was harsh.
Inexplicable. That was a lot of boys. No, you know what, guys? Sam is from New York, so he's built on that way of thinking.
Yeah, he is.
Trust me, I had no problem bashing the Yankees, so that's fine.
There you go.
But yeah, you know, look, I think on one hand, it's very easy to live in a world where if the Padres win Game 4 or Game 5, yes, you could argue they were the best team left. And could they have beat the Mets? Yes. Could they have beat the Yankees? Yes. It is very easy to see that happening because I think they were, quite frankly, better than those two teams. They played better baseball and they had better rosters. But the Dodgers were really good. Okay, even with all the injuries they had and the shakiness of their starting pitching, I didn't think this Dodgers team was going to go win a World Series when this postseason began. I didn't think they had the pitching to do it. To their credit, they proved to be a really great team. And in a 5-game series, they ended up, you know, taking 4 and 5. And in their own right, they earned it. So, you know, look, I don't know how much you can hang your head on losing that series. You know, just when you talk about losing it, I know the way it happened is how you're going to think about it, and it stings because of the way it happened. But yeah, it's a bit of a mix of both. The Dodgers earned it. They were a great team.
We'll send you on home after that one. We crawled to the finish line here.
Speak for yourself.
Scraby's coming up next, though.
I got a full
Chronicles
hour talking.
Revitalize everything.
He's ready, too.
We're going to get talking about some of those more clubhouse rules. I think that's kind of fun.
Oh, Scraby's got the inside of the more clubhouse rules. We'll see you next week, starting Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Don't forget Sunday. We go back an hour.
Does that mean we get an hour?
Yes, we get an extra hour of sleep there, buddy. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
But it also gets dark at like noon.
Have a good night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.